Hi. We've watched the game and but really moved on pretty quickly to meetings about roster decisions and personnel and options and stuff like that. And of course, there's really a lot of different scenarios involved, not just the 53-man roster. It also includes the practice squad, the various injured lists. And, at this time of year, there's a lot of conversation back and forth between not just our team, but all teams in the league, of other personnel movement from team to team. People interested in your players, you interested in their players, so forth and so on. So a lot of moving parts, and, we're just trying to, sort all that out and look at different scenarios and try to, manage the situation the best that we can for this team. Still haven't decided exactly how we're going to handle the weekend and the early part of next week, but we'll let you know as soon as possible on that. And I think that you got the notice on the four players that we did release today. Right, Stacey?
Yes, and right. I just announced it on the line.
Okay. So That's what we've been doing today. It was a short night, but we just got to push through it here and figure out our final roster decisions by 4 o'clock tomorrow. At the same time, start getting ready for Kansas City.
We'll open it up for questions.
Bill, the opening of the game, you guys actually won the coin toss and elected to receive. I was curious if there's been sort of a change in approach, or if you looked at that as a one-time thing instead of deferring the choice.
I don't know. We talked about that, and it just seemed like, after... I think there's some advantages to deferring, but, we played an awful lot of games where, when you win the toss, you take the ball, and, we've done well in a lot of those games, too. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's, if there's anything to, getting the ball and, having first crack at it or giving it up and, having that first possession in the second half. So we just decided to kind of go the way we've been doing it in all the previous years and just, either take the ball or defend the goal if we lost the toss and not. I'll get too creative here with the new situation. So,
Bill, how much of that is sort of when you're making that decision, talking about jumping on a team right away and maybe setting a tone in a game? I mean, would that be the reason for maybe not deferring the choice, or the primary reason?
Yeah, taking the ball and kind of having the first opportunity to score or create good field position. Our kickoff returns have been a little more productive lately, and so you get the ball, have a good return, start off in decent field position, and kind of even worst case scenario, you don't drive all the way down for a score. You're still hopefully putting them in on a long field, and hoping you can hold up that way. So. I don't know. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It all turns out the same in the end anyway, but just rather than go on defense, we thought, we'd give our offense a chance to go out there first. It's something that, they need to kind of experience at some point anyway, so kind of learning experience for them.
Coach, did you employ the defensive headset last night? And if so, who used it? And how did it go this time as opposed to the previous game?
We didn't really do all that much with it. We had a lot of guys in and out of there. So didn't seem like that was the best night for that equipment.
Have you made any kind of decision going forward if you were going to use it against?
The only decision I could say is just we'll do what's best for the defense, and it might be, might be using it in one way, A. It might be, B, using it in a different way. It might be C, only using it in no-huddle situations. It might be, D, switching players from one game to another. Right now it's not that high of a priority, and there's a lot of other things that are a high priority. And so I think when we feel like we've got that down and, we have our substitutions and, we know kind of the pace of the game and who's in the game and when they're in and when they're out and all that, then, I think then maybe we'll feel better about whatever decision it is we make. But it's really hard to be given information to somebody you don't even know if they're in the game or not, and then other people rely on that information. So that's really the bottom line. It's not, it's just a question of how to most efficiently use it. And, like I said, for people to be counting on information and then they don't have it, it's almost better that they don't have it in the first place than they're not counting on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So until we really can, get a good comfort level with, what we're doing and how to, how it should flow smoothly, I don't think it's really in our best interest. You know how it goes with the quarterback, where the coach calls in the play and then he either doesn't hear it, or maybe the coach didn't hit the button or whatever it is, and he only gets part of it. And then he looks over to the sideline and he's trying to signal and to let him know that he doesn't get it, and back and forth, and it kind of disrupts the flow a little bit when that happens. But, at least on offense, you have control of the situation. You snap the ball when you want to. When that happens on defense, when you think you got something and then you don't have it, like I said, the button wasn't on or you didn't hear it clearly or something, and you're trying to get the guy to repeat it who called it in, and now here comes the other team out of the huddle and they're getting up over the line and what's the call? If that happens two or three times, then, I don't know if it's worth it for the 20 times it doesn't happen, because then you just have a constant dysfunctional system. You don't know when it's going to work and when it isn't. And it's so, anyway, it's a long answer, but it's just not something we're comfortable with yet, for us, as to how to utilize it most efficiently without it being a problem.
Okay. How do you feel John Lynch has progressed over the two games? He saw quite a bit of time last night, and he said he actually volunteered for it.
Yeah, John did play quite a bit, and he was in on a number of stops. I think John's progressively gotten more comfortable with what we're doing and the different communications with the other safety and sometimes the linebackers and, in the corners on, adjust formation adjustments and coverage calls and all that type of thing. So, John and I talked about it the other day, and I definitely think that he's feeling better about what he's doing, and had a good opportunity to do it last night. So, that's kind of what we were looking for. It's one of the things we, wanted to get out of the game was, to give not only younger but kind of newer guys some experience and let them play in our system and let them work through the problems and the communication that comes up. Okay.